Abby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today on this installment of Goodreads Bad Reviews, we will be rating 1 star and maybe 2 star reviews for House of Flame and Shadow by Sarah J. Maas.
Because, like, surprisingly, there are not a lot of 1-star reviews.
Y'all liked this book.
You liked it, and I'm shocked.
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was gonna be worse.
Because some of you guys are, like, fucking mean, first of all,
And you need to calm
And
down.
it's like you kind of ripped ACOTAR apart and also the first couple of these books. And it's like this one was arguably worse.
All the books for you all to be like nice
In
about all of
my
a sudden.
opinion.
I do want to preface this by saying we are recording this the
Still drunk.
same night as we did last episode. We're both drunk. So this will be
Still
a good
drunk.
time.
Let's get into
Yeah.
it.
Get into it. Yeah, you start.
All right. Starting off with this is by. No name. Apparently they don't put names on these anymore. Okay. Maybe the real Mass vs. Crossover was the friends we made along the way. 1 star. Oh.
Related to that, is the big Mass first crossover in the room with us, Sarah?
This one gets me. Hunt literally can't wear any underwear because his dick is too big. Sad face.
That happened.
Yeah, it did. I
That
did
was
forget
written into
about
the
that.
book. Yeah, he could not wear the underwear provided for him on the ship.
Must be really hard. These are kind of long. Did a real copy get lost in the mail?
Ouch. This one said, having to write about a man swinging their dick around like a helicopter? Trash. What are we talking about there? Who swung their dick like a helicopter?
No.
I don't remember that part.
This book felt like the final season of Game of Thrones. Accurate.
Ooh, ouchie.
This one says, I'm in your wall, Sarah. I am waiting. This book was my ordeal.
Oh my God, that's a good one. This person does say Lydia carried okay queen in their giant like long rant of a review. I'm looking for one that really just like gets me going. This person does say fever dream, not the good kind. I think that if we continue to gush and generously give ratings higher than they deserve to books such as this, the authors and publishing houses will never be incentivized to do better, to be more discerning, to produce good books. This was not a good book. I enjoy Sarah J. Maas novels. I'm not a diehard fan, but the first Crescent City book is among my top 5 favorite books of all time. So they are a fan, but they genuinely did not like this book. That's fair. And then they go on to talk a lot. I can't even say how long this is. I'm scrolling still.
Someone said this was a Super Mario Fortnite fanfic.
I would like for them to explain.
And
Did
I
they
need them
explain?
to. Yeah, I need to expand on that. Someone said, no Feyre, no stars.
Okay, that's fair.
So
I do
fair.
love Feyre. This person said DNF, no spoilers, because I don't know what happens either.
Someone said this could have been a 6-minute voice note.
Okay, this person who DNF'd, they continue on to say, this is the worst SJM book I've ever read. This whole series has been nothing but ill-informed people barging into circumstances they don't understand, like the Kool-Aid man, and then not understanding why their only ally is a losing mermaid guy.
You know, fucking didn't talk about, by the way, talking about circumstances.
Who?
Fucking Lydia and Rune, like, getting it on in the barn while everyone else was sleeping.
Forget to talk
How
about
did
that?
we forget to talk about
Let's
it?
talk about it now. You guys are getting a real treat this episode. I was horrified
I was
personally
so embarrassed.
because, okay, let's pretend for a second that they can't hear you. Like, let's just pretend that's possible. They can smell you. They're fae.
Like,
They can smell that. What are you doing?
that has to be like assault somehow.
Yeah, like that's illegal. I don't care if you're mates, that's
I'm
illegal.
suing,
Yeah, horrifying.
like, calling the police. They're on their way.
Yeah, okay, that's all I had to say
Anyway.
about that. This person said this book was soulless, bloated, and lazy. Ouchie.
Ouchie. In the third book of Crescent City, we learn that the Asteri invented microplastics. Yay.
This person said this book was a bigger ick than Travis screaming Viva Las Vegas.
I long for the violent uprising of humanity and the death of all veneer. Decolonize Midgard. Enshrine Philip Briggs as a war hero. Amen. What
Amen.
happened to Philip Briggs? Did he die? Is he still
Oh
trapped in the dungeons?
I don't know.
I forgot about
He's
him.
probably still in the dungeons. Why wouldn't he be?
Fuck, he doesn't know they won. I'm gonna actually switch to 2 stars, I think. These are kind of dry.
They're kind of dry. You guys are. I expected you to be like
I
passionate.
need the cyberbullying I'm used to.
Yeah, you guys are being a little nice.
Like, too nice. Okay.
Therion and Ethan are fighting for biggest head ass.
I'm not going to read all of this because it's a lot, but the top of this says, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Sarah J. Maas owns my ass, and I don't feel this level of obsession for any other author, but this book was a shit show.
Yeah, I mean,
She owns my ass too.
she does own my ass, but in some ways I agree with that. There were moments with this book that I was like, am I being punked?
Go, girl, give us nothing.
Yeah.
Tower of Dawn was better than this.
I saw that. I love Tower of Dawn.
I didn't think it was that bad. I
Unpopular
just, yeah.
opinion. This person said, leaves her new brother Cooper to be an orphan again after he just gained a new family only months prior.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, they did Cooper so dirty.
That was fucked.
I feel like I got this book on Temu.
Damn, this person, oh, this one's not funny. It kind of hits a little too hard because. They said authors are supposed to grow and improve their writing with time. I can't believe this is the same author that created the Throne of Glass series.
It's true.
Yeah,
So
I
just
get
says
it.
Ethan peaked in high school.
Ethan did peak in high, well, I guess college.
Yeah, that's true.
But yes, agreed.
Beginner's guide to spelunking.
They are in caves for a lot of this book.
Like, they're in a lot of caves.
The ultimate McDonald's book genuinely felt greasy after finishing this.
Someone said, don't you love it when every single theory you had was wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it was, we were wrong.
We were wrong. Well,
This
we were
person,
wrong about some things.
Tatiana just wrote bad.
So true, Ta speak, Tatiana.
This person does also say, go girl, give us nothing. That's the second person
Go,
who said
girl, give
that.
us nothing. I want to see what some of these 1-star reviews said. Or not 1 star, one of these 5-star reviews said.
Light it up. No, literally. Set it on fire and delete it from existence. I have a question for this person. I want them to respond to us via email. What do you mean by this? They said Azriel dying. Are you fucking kidding me, Sarah? What?
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Go ahead and e email us at thesisterswarden@gmail.com. Tell us what you're talking about.
Yeah, can you explain? Thanks. Did you read the same book?
Did he die?
I don't think he died.
I don't think he died.
So this is a 5-star review. It said, holy shit, okay, but like, will we get another book in this series? I'm not ready to say goodbye yet. Okay.
I
I
disagree.
mean, someone said I am but a husk of my former self, but like in a positive, like in a non-derogatory way, they gave it 5 stars.
Okay. That's kind of them. This person says, the 1 star is for my baby Az, who, alongside me and my wallet, is the real victim of this book. I don't know why does everyone think Az is the victim in this book? Because he got his knife taken?
Like,
He's
all he did
fine.
was he just got his little knife taken.
He's fine. He'll get it back. Maybe.
Y'all are being too nice.
I know, honestly, I expected y'all to be out for blood.
Like, outrageous. All right, let's check out these 3 stars, I guess.
Oh. This is a genuine criticism that I forgot about, but I agree with this. This person said, I would summarize this book in one word, convenient. They said, what's the use in Bryce having to try and communicate with Faye who speak a different language? Just invent a pill that somehow erased the need to know said language. Let's invent a ball that you can just project memories into to show people things. Dear Lord,
Right.
that ball was literally a thing I've seen in almost every single a show fan fiction I've ever read. Yeah,
You
that
know,
was
I
wild.
did forget about the magical talking bean.
The magical talking bean and the memory ball were both wild.
Yeah. Actually, where has that been this whole time? Why are we just now busting this bad dad out? Like,
They only have like six of them, so they're like, we gotta
and
save
like
them.
Ember and Bryce have two, and
And
Randall.
Randall, they were like, yeah, give everyone some.
Yeah. Huh. Super magical Starborn, waste of my goddamn time. That was a 3-star review.
Oh,
So they
okay.
liked it a little bit.
Oh, this person doesn't like Throne of Glass. They said such never-ending nonsense has never been written before, except it has, and it was the Throne of Glass series.
The more I think about it, the worse this book becomes. So I'm gonna stop thinking about it.
You gotta just let it go. This kind of touches on some of the things we talked about last episode. So this person, Victoria, says, I've pondered on this for a full day, and yes, I'm giving it 1 star for ruining one of my favorite characters. Whose idea was it to make Bryce so hateful to where she isn't even considering anyone's feelings, not even her mate? Sarah only cares about ACOTAR. It's quite freaking clear. I was not a fan of having that merged in the first place. It's like Sarah is incapable of not ruining couples. She did it to Feyre and Rhys to uplift Nesta and Cass, as she did with Lydia and Rune to be as epic as they were. She had to tear down Bryce and Hunt. I do not understand the thought process behind destroying the characters you have created.
That's actually very valid. That's a valid
Yeah.
criticism, because you're right. Well, I don't think Bryce and Hunt were ever on like a super strong foundation.
Yeah, I personally didn't ever feel the same about Bryce and Hunt
I
as I
felt
did
like they
about the
had a
others.
very good friendship, but it just like the romantic aspect, I don't know, it just wasn't there for me. Whereas like I do agree with the whole Rhys and Feyre thing because he was a completely different person.
Yeah.
But again, like we've only ever seen Rhys from Feyre's point of view and perspective. Like to her, like what he did, she probably did justify it as him protecting her. Whereas like to the everyone else looking in, it's like, okay, like that was probably a little controlling.
And then we do need to also look at it from the perspective of course he's controlling. He's the most powerful fae in existence, and
Yeah. His whole family was
his
murdered.
whole family was murdered. He was held captive for 50 years while he was worried about the rest of his, like, the only friends and family he had left.
Right.
So he is also traumatized. So yeah, he acted
Now,
like a dick.
the one thing I still don't agree with to this day is him not telling her she could potentially die in childbirth.
Yeah.
I think that was really wrong, and I don't think that was a good thing to do. I do hold that against him.
He was wrong for
He
that.
was wrong for that. I will admit that. But the rest of them, he was justified.
I'm only laughing because I'm drunk right now. It's not funny, but it's pretty fucked up.
Dude, so many of these people are apologizing for their 3-star reviews. And these are the people that are being gaslit, I think.
I think a part of the issue is like we all love Sarah, and we don't want to hurt Sarah's feelings. But this was just not my favorite book.
I think there are some people who have just never drank the Kool-Aid and like they're haters from start to finish, and I hate
Yeah.
that for them. Like, find some fucking joy in your life, first of all. But also, I your outside thoughts and opinions are probably accurate.
Oh, hey, this person, Sina, says, this was truly trash. I could start a podcast with how much I have to say about how terrible this was.
Nice,
Sina,
you should
come on the
listen
show
to listen
then.
to us, girly.
Yeah, come join us. But she said it was 700 pages of cliffhangers that never dropped, endless info dumps, random POVs, cheap gimmicks, left field twists with no satisfying plot. You know what? These are valid criticisms.
You know, some of these are actually accurate. Like, some of it did feel like she had AI just like kind of complete her sentences for her.
I have heard that. I mean, that's getting thrown around a lot lately at
With a lot of
authors.
books. Yeah.
Yeah. And part of it could just be because AI has been like trending and,
Sure.
it's kind of infiltrating the creative space. This person says Bryce is a horrendous character, truly felt as though she's being set up as a villain with how cruel and uncaring she is. Interesting.
It says, I do not care for the fish man.
Agree.
Know.
I don't
Yeah.
care for the fish man either, this book
The
specifically.
fish man lacked character.
He did.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I mean,
So what's
overall, like these don't seem that bad, you know, in
No.
terms of what we've read in the past.
Well, and I think it's funny because a lot of these criticisms from the one-star reviews are things that we brought up as criticisms of our own, but we rated it higher than that. So,
Probably like a four. Yeah, but some of these like 3-star, 4-star reviews are kind of mean.
yeah, it's funny how
And
those are
so it's
meaner than the
like
one-star reviews.
interesting to me. But yeah, so I guess like well, I guess that's kind of how we feel about House of Flame and Shadow in general. So I get it. It is conflicting and confusing, and
Yeah.
overall, like I wish to maybe leave it in my past.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. I'll never,
Ready to move on.
even if I reread the Crescent City's books one day,
Probably won't.
I probably won't for one, but also I would probably not read this one again.
I think it could have just ended at Crescent City, the number
Yeah.
one, you
Crescent
know?
City number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
It
Because
could
the
have just
Asiri were
ended
like, we'll
there.
let you live.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, all right,
They lived happily
sounds
ever
good.
after.
In my mind, that's what happened. Join us next
Yeah.
week. We are moving on from Crescent City to kind of jump
Mi
into
miss
celebrate
moving
Women's
on.
History Month. We're going to be doing an installment of Too Long Didn't Read, where we discuss Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
And then the week after that, we will be discussing The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Really, really easy to finish, I think. So,
Yeah, that one, yeah, I think it's like less than 30 pages. So
yeah.
that'll be more of a mini-sode. But yeah, we chose these books because, again, with Women's History Month, we are just kind of celebrating, first of all, female authors, but also just stories about women that really focus on the
The
things that women go
trials, and
through.
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, get started on both of those if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.